Welcome to Comic Culture here on 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio, now also podcast at comicbookdaily.com. I am your co-host, Walter Duraglia, joined today by four very special co-hosts, four young kids.
Hi!
I'm going to go around the room. This young man right here is
Alex.
And over here?
Nicholas.
Svet.
And Tat.
Tat. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Yeah. Very honored to have you on the show. You guys are going to help me today. A very special show.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about kids' comics and talk about what comics you like, what comics you read, what comics you don't like. And what comics your school should be ordering.
Right? Okay. Superheroes.
Okay.
And favorite.
Yes, that too. Now, we're also going to talk about today, we're going to go against our normal format of the show, guys, and do a little pledge drive. Can you guys help me raise some money for the McMaster radio station?
Yeah, sure.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
You don't sound that enthusiastic.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Okay, yes. Good. Yeah. Okay, now. We're on CFMU McMaster Radio.
Okay.
Yeah. It is community radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly volunteers. There's about 150 volunteers on this radio station.
Wow.
Okay. And they go as young as this young man right here, eight, all the way to, who knows, 80. And, and this is the volunteers that make this station good, but things have to be paid for, and every year we do a little pledge drive.
Right.
All right, so we're going to start with information. Why don't you, Svet, read them the website that they can go to for more information on the CFMU station?
Okay, they can go to cfmu.mcmaster.ca.
Excellent. And Nick, why don't you give us the phone number they can call us at?
905-528-9888.
All right, and Tatiana, how much should they pledge?
Please?
Thousands of dollars?
No,
okay.
At least $30.
How much?
$30.
All right, Alex, and what was that phone number again?
905-528-9888.
Yes, 905-528-9888, and again, $30 pledge will get you, among other things, a Friends of CFMU card, which is a great card that allows you discounts at Hamilton establishments that we'll go over as the show goes on, okay? All right, first up, guys, we're going to talk about new comics. Now, today's Friday, and normally new comics come out on what day? There's a test.
Wednesday.
Excellent. Wednesday, yes. But today it's a special show for the fundraising drive, and we're going to go over comics that came out a couple days ago. Spider-Man number 623 came out on Wednesday. Now, who here reads Spider-Man?
I do.
Yeah? Okay,
yeah.
You like Spidey?
Nikki.
I love
Spider-Man.
I like Spider-Man, but I don't really read it that much.
You don't read it that much, but you like it?
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, 623. Does anybody know what the numbers mean on a comic? No?
I don't.
Yes.
What? It means the month. It means they count it by month. Now, Spider-Man comes out a few times a month. Every time a new one comes out, they give it a number higher, right? So it's the 623rd Spider-Man comic that comes out, which means it's been around for a long time.
Yes.
All right, okay. So Spidey 623 hits the stands today from DC. Now, you know that there's two big companies, Marvel with Spider-Man and Hulk,
mm-hmm. Yes.
And DC's got Wonder Woman and stuff.
Yeah.
DC has the Cartoon Network Action Pack number 47 come out today, guys.
Cool.
Excellent.
Wow.
You guys ever read any kind of... What kind of comics do you guys like to read? Anything?
Yeah, really.
SpongeBob?
Sure. I read Mini Titans.
Mini Titans?
Yeah.
Tiny Titans?
Yeah, tiny.
Oh, okay, excellent.
I read Wonder Woman once in a while.
Excellent.
So I read Betty and Veronica.
Oh, Betty and Veronica. Did you know they got married? Just recently, Betty and Veronica got married. You knew that, right?
They're two girls.
I'm sorry. Hello. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but they each married Archie, but not at the same time.
Yes.
Because that's not allowed. Right. Okay. Sorry about that. Now, Ben 10. Does anybody read Ben 10?
Sometimes.
Me. No? Really? I catch it on TV sometimes.
Right. Yes, right. TV shows.
I have the video game.
You have the video game?
Yeah, I'm ideas, but I lost it.
Wow. Now, what would you guys say is the best kids comic out there? What's the kids comic? Now, I'm going to guess here. Has anybody read Bone?
Yeah,
everybody.
Yeah? Yeah. Is that, would you recommend that for other kids?
Yes.
Yes, I think so. It's really funny.
It's an action-packed book with a lot of
bonehead people.
Adventure.
A lot of adventure and creatures that are made up.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a princess.
Awesome. Yep.
Right, which is important.
There's a...
Go ahead.
There's a fat rat creature.
Yeah, fat rat creatures are good, which are kind of like the villains. And now, is Bone carried in your library?
No.
No.
Well, there's only
some.
There's only three
of those books.
What's going on? You got to put a good word in for me there and, you know, have some of these good books in your library.
There's only one. I think it's a 7 or 6 one.
No, okay. Excellent. Amulet. Have you guys read Amulet?
Yes, I read the first two.
No. Is that good?
Yes.
Yeah, I like them a lot.
All right. Amulet is good. Bone is good. Simpsons?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I love it.
Uh-huh.
I love the
Simpsons. Is there an inappropriate language in The Simpsons?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Does your mom and dad let you read The Simpsons?
Yes, but they do not let me watch it for some reason.
How's that work?
I don't know.
That's backwards.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. They should let you watch it, and they should let you read it. Especially read it. Exactly. All right, guys, we're going to move on, and we're going to remind everybody again a little bit about CFMU radio station. I'm going to tell you guys a few facts about CFMU. Did you know that CFMU is 32 years old?
No.
That's pretty old. That's like almost as old as me. That's pretty old. Okay, and it's one of the first... community university radio stations.
Oh, that's cool.
And and some of the shows are broadcast on other radio stations all across the country.
Really?
It is pretty cool. Yeah. So some of the programming is good. And I'm sure this show after this hit that we're performing right now is going to be picked up nationwide, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Now, what else do we have? And it's also podcast. The shows are podcast. So if you go to, what was that website again, Svet?
It was cfmu.mcmaster.ca.
Right. And they actually podcast shows on the website, so you can actually listen to them if you're not near a radio or something.
Could
like
you
that.
Listen to them anytime?
You could listen to them anytime. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Now, back in 2004... And in 2005 and in 2007, CFMU actually won Station of the Year at the Hamilton Music Awards.
Cool. Wow.
Did you guys know that?
No.
But that's very impressive.
Yes, it is.
Wait, what year?
2004, 5, and 7. And I'm sure they're going to win this year, too.
Wow. Yeah.
Right? If there's some sort of ballot voting system, then we'll have to vote for them, right?
Did they win 2006?
I'm not sure, Alex. It doesn't say that right here, but you never know. Okay, we're going to move the show along. And, guys, usually on the show what I do is I announce some industry news for comics. Okay? So this is stuff happening in the world of comics. I'm going to tell you this news, and I want your guys' opinion on it, whether it's good, whether it's bad, what you think.
Okay?
Now, last week, guys, two separate comic books, old collectible comic books, each sold at auction for over $1 million each.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Say what?
Yeah, $1 million each. So the guy that sold them is rich, right?
Right. Does anybody sell them for $1?
I'm sure there's a lot to sell for $1. Now, what you got to do for me, all right, is go to your grandpa, check out his, you know, don't tell him, go up to his attic and stuff and rummage around and see if there's any old comics. And if there are, bring them to me.
Okay.
All right? Actually, you're not allowed to do that. You should let them know that you're doing that, but I was just checking. Good. Yes, now the very first appearance of Batman and the very first appearance of Superman both sold for $1 million each.
Wow.
Okay,
whoa.
So if you have comics, save them.
Why are they that much money?
Well, because a lot of people want them,
and
not very
them?
Many of them are around. Okay, so that's what it's all about. What else do we got? Oh, you guys, are you guys allowed to copy when you're doing tests at school and stuff like that?
No.
Are you allowed
no.
to kind of look over the shoulder? Or what if you're writing an essay or a sentence? Are you allowed to just copy word for word from a book, or do you got to make it up on your own?
You have to make it up.
You can look in the book for ideas, but then you need to put those words into your own words.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't know.
Now, do you guys know of a band called Kiss?
Yes.
They made a wake up. Yeah. I want to rock and roll all
yes.
night. You know?
Yes.
Okay. The guy with the big tongue, the bass player,
yes.
Gene Simmons, his son writes comic books.
That's cool.
I know. And he just got caught copying. Yeah, mm-hmm. So there was a comic that he really liked called Bleach,
yeah.
And then he did a comic called Incarnate, and it got onto the internet how some of the panels are exactly the same. They just like basically stole them and redrew them and stuff. That's what they say on the internet. Huh? So was that a good move on his part?
No.
Should he? What should he do?
I don't.
Say sorry.
Good for you. You should start with that.
Or he should
redo it. He should put it in his own words.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He should rely on his own creativity. Yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Anyway, that's getting a lot of press now on the internet about Nick Simmons and his Incarnate. The publisher of Incarnate is pulling him off the project, and they're contacting the people that published Bleach, and they're apologizing, and then they're trying to work out any kind of licensing differences with them. So, that's something, guys. If you're moving forward, you don't copy. Obviously, you create it yourself, and it's going to be good. All right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're getting there, Alex. Alex just whispered in my ear, what about our favorite superheroes? So I guess we're going to reach that part of the show. I'm going to go around the table and ask these young guys what their favorite superheroes are and why. All right. Alex, why don't we start with you since you asked. What is your favorite superhero?
My favorite superhero is Superman.
Superman.
No, I mean Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. All close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And why do you like Spider-Man?
I just like...
Because he's a spider?
Well, no. I just like getting swinged on stuff.
Oh, that is cool.
Like his webs.
Yeah. That is cool.
It's fun.
Yeah. And you like his villains? Who's your favorite villain that he fights? The Sandman? Or Doc Ock? Or
a Joker. He talks funny.
Yeah, the Joker's a good villain for Spidey. Okay, moving on to Nicholas. Nikki, what's your favorite superhero?
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. Yes. I love it. And why do you like the Ant-Man?
It would be cool having ants that you can make small and big and you could fly on them.
Yeah, you're right. You have, like, basically your own army of ants at your disposal.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be cool. Like, imagine if there's, like, a huge spill of jam in the kitchen or something.
Yeah.
You just call all the guys and you go get it.
Yeah.
Take it back to the hive.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. All right, Sven.
You don't have to waste your time.
Okay, I like Spider-Man, too. I like him because the way he is, like, a Spider-Man and a normal teenager dude.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
Yes, Peter Parker,
two
right?
Separate
right.
Lives.
Yeah. And he's in high school and he's got
two separate lives.
All kinds of problems. And how many people know he's Spider-Man?
Not very many.
Yeah, well, there's this one where he tells one person.
Mary Jane, right?
Yes.
His girlfriend?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, he tells her. But does Aunt May know?
No.
And that big...
Does his high school buddies know?
No, but that big black spider guy.
Oh, the Venom.
Yeah. He's a kid from his school and he knows.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right, Alice.
Okay.
That's good reasoning. Tatiana.
Yes.
What is your favorite superhero?
I like Wonder Woman.
Excellent.
I like her because... she flies in that invisible plane.
Yes. Now, how do you know she's flying in the invisible plane if we can't see it?
Well, sometimes in the comics, they outline it in white.
Right. Okay. All right.
And maybe
that makes sense.
Say in, like, the caption,
Wonder Woman is flying in her invisible plane.
You're right. Okay. Excellent. Wonder Woman's a great pick. All right. Now, guys, before we move on to the next show, I'm getting signals from the sound room from our producer to plug the fundraising. So I have to do my job. Okay, you guys don't mind, right?
Yeah, help no. Me?
All right. Now, again, please, the goal for CFMU fundraising drive this week is $21,000. Oh. And with a small pledge of $30. $30, what's that? That's like 2 weeks worth of coffees at Tim Hortons or something. Maybe like 3 days worth at Starbucks or something.
Buying toys for your kids.
Yeah,
That's like you know, a minute of buying toys for your kids. So you use that money wisely. I mean, not that you're not already. And help the radio station out. Help CFMU during our pledge drive week by calling 905-528-9888 or reaching us at the website.
CFMU.mcmaster.ca.
Yes, and again, we're looking for a minimum. What's the minimum, at least, Alex, that they're going to get their Friends of CFMU card for?
$30.
Right, $30. And you know what? I'm going to read you a few of the establishments that are honoring the CFMU card. And in the James North area, you got White Elephant Vintage, Mixed Media, Harbor Diner, Downtown Bike Hounds. This Ain't Hollywood. If you are in the Westdale area around Mac, you have the Runner's Den, Westdale Cafe, Westdale Florists, The Picture Frame, and My Dog Joe.
All right.
Now, we're going to get to the main part of having you guys on the show right now, and we're going to talk about kids, and we're going to talk about comic books. Okay? Now, you guys are saying, does your school stock a lot of comics?
No, not at all.
Not very many. I mean, we have a little bit of a selection, but I think a lot of kids are interested because mostly every time I go to the library, not very comics are there because I think a lot of kids are interested.
Oh, okay.
There's only like Asterix, Obelix, Tintin, one Bone book, and two mangas.
Right. Asterix Obelix is pretty funny. You guys should be reading Asterix and Obelix.
I've read every single book out so
far. You know what? I am impressed, Nicholas. You know, and that's like, that deserves an A of some sort. I'm not sure what kind, but I'll talk to your teacher. Huh?
I like Obelix because he's really fat.
Yeah.
And I like it when he kicks those people out of the fence.
The Romans?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I love that part too. That's my favorite part.
The Romans. Yeah.
Did you know why he's so strong? Because when he was a kid,
he fell on the potion.
Yeah, he fell on the potion.
Pot of potion.
That is great. Now, what can you guys do? What can you guys do to go to your library and to your school and to get more comics in? Do you think? Well, what could you guys do? Would it help if you guys talked to your teachers or asked your librarians? Or is just a couple of kids going not going to do it? Well, what needs to happen for you guys to have access to more?
Well, every single kid in the school go to our principal and tell her we need more comics.
Right, some sort of petition.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, we've been having
like a vote or something.
A vote?
We've been
an assembly.
Yeah. We've been having many fundraisers for new books, but I don't think very many of the money goes to comic books.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are smart at this kind of stuff. Do you guys think it's because parents think about chapter books more about reading than they do about comic books? You think parents still think that comic books really isn't real reading?
Yes.
Well, personally, I think that parents shouldn't choose what you read.
Good for you, Seth.
Because
good for you.
A lot of people have different opinions of what they want to read.
Yes, you're right.
So I don't think, not saying that parents should not boss their kids around, but in reading stuff, but I think they should give them an open selection of books.
Right. Okay, good. So what you're saying is, put in some graphic novels, put in some manga, put in chapter books, and let the kids decide what interests them.
Yes. Right. And then they could get a few of each kind, and then they'll have good stuff to read for the rest of their life.
Books that blow up people.
Books that blow up people. Good. Well put, Nicholas. All right. Now, I mean, I personally think it's better that you're reading a graphic novel than not reading anything at all. Now, Alex, do you think, you know, do boys, grade three, do they like reading, or is it something that's kind of made, that, you know, teachers make them do and parents make them do, or do they actually like reading? Do they, do guys, the boys in your grade, do they talk about what they read yesterday and all that kind of stuff? Or?
No, it's only the girls in my class.
Yeah? Okay. Now, do you think more comics will make the boys read more?
Maybe if they read, like, superheroes they like.
If they read superheroes they like. Good. So, this is what we need to do. We need to get things that kids like to read available to them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's up?
Or they could try something new.
Right. Like?
Like, if they never read...
Batman?
Yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh.
They could try it.
Excellent.
And then maybe they'll like the new experience and then keep on reading it.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. So what's the next step then, guys? I guess I already asked this, you know, who has to be convinced? The principal or the teacher?
The principal.
Principal? Is that the
one? And the librarian.
The librarian, I guess.
Whoever's in charge of, like, choosing the selection of books we have.
But I'm late.
Right. Well, you're not supposed to say the name, Alex.
Oh.
Oh, that's okay. Now they know what school you're from. That's okay.
No, it's not our school name.
Okay. All right. Okay, we'll leave that there, and we'll get back to another topic on kids and literacy, and after we do some more fundraising. Tatiana's already reaching for the fundraising paperwork. All right, Tatiana, where should people call and help support this great community-based radio station?
Well, you could go to the website cfmu.mcmaster.ca. And the phone number is 528-9888.
Yeah, okay, that's a 905 area code, right?
Yes.
Okay, and Alex, remind me again, what's the minimum pledge for the Friends of CFMU card?
$30,
excellent, okay.
$1,000.
All right, excellent. Okay, good work, guys. Guys, you know what, I think we're doing a great show. Oh, I forgot that there are more sponsors for the CFMU, Friends of CFMU card. And we're going to go to the mountain now where we got Invoke Inc. Clothing in Dundas and Big B Comics on Hamilton Mountain and The Beat Goes on Hamilton Mountain are all supporters of the Friends of the CFMU card. So if you pick up a card, support those sponsors, if you could, please. And again, the goal is $21,000 to be raised for the CFMU community radio. All right, Tatiana, you have something to say?
What is this fundraising for?
CFMU as a radio station has expenses. Remember, there's a lot of volunteers. Money, it takes money to run a radio station. And since hardly anybody's getting paid, you need equipment, you need office space, you need all kinds of stuff. You need new recording gear, and all this this budget, this money raised goes to make the radio station a better radio station. So you have a big transmitter. Do you guys know where the transmitter is on Mohawk College up on the mountain?
Yep.
Okay, they have a huge transmitter there. That's right. The transmitter for CFMU McMaster Radio. So it takes engineers, it takes people to upkeep all that, it takes money to do that, and that's what we're doing.
How big is
money.
It?
It is taller than you. All right?
Well, you can say that.
Yes, it's very tall.
How tall is it?
Okay. We're going to go back to Kids and Comics right now, and I want to ask you a few more questions. Do you guys, have you guys watched the movies? The movies that came out of comics. Some of them might not be content for you guys, but Spider-Man.
I've seen Hulk before.
Yeah.
Hulk.
Mm-hmm. Now, do those movies want to make you read the comics more?
Yes.
Yeah?
Some,
yes,
like,
because we can get an idea of what it's sort of about and what we like about it.
Okay. TV. When you get SpongeBob and you got Ben 10 and all those guys, seeing those on TV, does that make you want to read the comics more?
Yes. SpongeBob, definitely.
Yes. Because when it says to be continued, you either want to get the book or watch the next TV series.
Okay. All right. All right. And how about video games? You guys play video games, obviously,
yeah.
Some?
Yeah.
Yeah. SpongeBob.
SpongeBob? Yeah.
SpongeBob.
So,
Truth or Square.
So would you guys say that stuff that's happening that not in comics is kind of making you want to read the comics? You know what I'm saying? Like, is your interest in the comic, is playing the video game and then you go to a comic book store or Chapters or something like that and you see the comic graphic novel version of that video game, does that make you want to kind of pick it up and read through it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Now, going the other way around, let's say you had a really good comic like Bone. Let's say you had Bone,
yeah.
And you guys all love Bone.
Oh, yes.
Okay? Let's say they came up with a Bone video game,
yes,
or a Bone movie.
Yeah. Oh.
Would you guys really want to go see that after?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I
want
to see how they really talk.
Right.
Bone.
What they really sound like.
Right. Especially the rat creatures, right?
Yeah, they're funny.
All right. So, we're gonna kind of slowly end it. And I'm going to get you guys' opinion. So, you guys think that... Are comic books good for kids' literacy or bad for kids' literacy?
Good.
Good?
Yes.
Depends what kind of scene they're based on.
Blowing up scenes are good.
Oh, no. So no violence and stuff like,
yeah,
that's not good. So
no,
the content has to be good, right?
Yes.
That's
okay.
The good part.
But let me ask you this. Just because they're comic books, does that mean they're good? Or are there crap comic books, too, that aren't interesting and you don't want to read them?
Some.
Boring
Some.
Stuff.
Well,
if it's something like you aren't interested
anything.
In or anything,
right,
then no.
Then you won't want to read it.
Yeah,
right.
You don't.
So,
but you need stuff that advertises all these comics to make, oh, look at that little picture. I think I want to read the whole book now.
Right. So you need, okay, that's fair. You need good advertising. But so you guys all thumbs up on comics, right?
Oh,
you guys,
yes.
All, are you going to all continue to read comics?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're going to help our school make a difference.
You're going to help your school make a difference. You're going to put a good word into the librarian, right? And
yeah.
Make sure more graphic novels are stocked in your school. Excellent. Okay,
yeah.
Guys. That, I think, is going to conclude our show. Man, you guys have been great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
thank you,
okay,
for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Wait.
Oh, should we plug it one more time, Alex? Good idea.
No.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Wait. You said we have to finish this slowly, so I'm going to say bye in slow motion.
Bye.
You might guess that Alex is the youngest of the bunch. Again, CFMU Community Radio, McMaster Radio, need your support. 905-528-9888, cfmu.mcmaster.ca. Please pledge at least $30 and get your Friends of CFMU card, which you can enjoy at many Hamilton establishments. That is it. I'm signing off. Enjoy the week. Go out and support your local comic book store. Go out and support your local community radio station. And see everybody next week.
Bye.
You said it was 30 minutes.